Publicans and nightclub owners have voiced their anger and concern this weekend over plans to require clubs, night venues and late bars to issue electronic tickets to their customers so they can be traced in the event of a COVID-19 outbreak. We're joined in studio now by Pádraig Cribben, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Pádraig Cribben, welcome to the programme. Are you clear on who exactly will be required to issue tickets to their customers for admission?
Good afternoon, Justin. The answer to your question is no. I mean, we've had a pretty shambolic week in all of this. We had a meeting on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock where we were told that ticketing would be required. We had a meeting at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening where we were told that ticketing was off the agenda. And we were called to a meeting at 20 to 6 on Friday to be told that ticketing was on the agenda. Our understanding at that meeting was that ticketing would be required for nightclubs, late bars and live music in pubs. Since then, I have seen that one minister has said it's only for venues that opened on Friday. Then I've seen that it's only for live entertainment and nightclubs. So as I sit here at lunchtime on Sunday, we don't know.
OK, so that minister was Robert Troy, who was on with Katie Hannan yesterday, saying that this ticketing system would not apply to premises that were open before this week. You're saying you were told something different by officials?
Oh, absolutely, because a lot of the late bars were open long before this weekend and we were told that this would apply to late bars. We asked the question, because a late bar is one essentially where it operates as a normal bar during the day and the evening and then it gets a special exemption order. We asked the question, do we have to clear them out and ticket them in again? So that is not clear. It's certainly not clear to us in relation to your traditional pubs. And there's still, at this point in time, an absolute lack of clarity for something that is due to come in next weekend. We are told that the regulation probably won't be available until midweek, Wednesday or Thursday. And there is not a hope that between Wednesday and Thursday and the weekend that the necessary ticketing arrangements can be put in place for the weekend.
And the regulations are the legal foundation for the guidelines. So once the regulation comes in, any breach of those regulations will be a breach of the law. So that's a concern for you. But the distinction here seems to be between dancing and non-dancing venues. Dancing tickets for dancing bars, non-dancing pubs don't have to ticket their members. That seems to be the suggestion.
That seems to be, but seems is not good enough when you're dealing with breaches of the law. So, you know, from that point of view, the clarity that's required, and all of this could have been ironed out if we had a sit-down meeting earlier in the week when it became apparent that there were issues that we could have gone through, because I think there was a lack of understanding, and it is understandable that officials won't know all of the niceties of how any particular sector works, but we could have sat down, we could have gone through that with them. But there are also other consequences, Justin, and you know, when we're very happy to see nightclubs open. These businesses have been closed for 585 days and late bars, but we now have a situation where you can have any number of people dancing with no social distancing in a nightclub on the one hand, and on the other hand, you cannot have a half a dozen people socially distanced at a traditional bar. And I know the Taoiseach said there would be anomalies, but when you have that scale of anomaly, it will make compliance extremely difficult, because there is no sense to the depth of the anomaly that's now in place.
Can I just ask what the problem is with ticketing? I mean, you mentioned the Taoiseach there. He said yesterday that in the modern era, it's something that could be done quite easily. So what is the issue with ticketing?
I think the issue is what is ticketing needed for?
For contact tracing, so that you have the details.
Sorry. What event is it needed for? We don't have clarity on that. How much in advance is it needed for? Initially, we were told 24 hours. Now we were told the 24 hours doesn't come into place. And the other thing is that if it's the law of the land, we need time to put it in place. Because to get a ticketing system up and running and embedded, whether it be in a website or an app or whatever, if we're only going to get the regulation on Wednesday or Thursday, there's not a hope that's going to be in place for the weekend. So the one thing we have said all along is that we would advise our members to comply with the public health advice, the regulations that are there. We have been consistent in that since March 15th of last year. But sometimes when the regulations are so anomalous, it's very hard to ensure that compliance is going to take place.
But you heard there the INMO, you heard the head of the Children's Health Ireland talking to us earlier, the hospitals under severe pressure this weekend. And it is important, isn't it, that there are restrictions in place to limit the spread of the disease. And if ticketing helps, then just like the COVID certificate, which you and your organisation were against at the start as well, that's a small price to pay, isn't it?
What the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste have said consistently is the one thing about this virus is that it continues to surprise us. What's surprising us at the minute is that with that uncertainty, that there was no plan B in place for what happened last week. And if ticketing is required, and if ticketing becomes the law, then our members will do their absolute best to comply with that. But it's in the context of what we consider a late bar, it's impractical. Do we clear everybody out at normal closing time and have ticketing at that point in time? Now, we need clarity on that. We need clarity on that very quickly.
All right. Páirc Cribben, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week with Gavin Jennings and Justin McCarthy. And just referring back to that item you heard before the break, we want to point out that we did invite Minister Catherine Martin onto the programme to clear up the confusion around the ticketing issue. She wasn't available. We asked for a government representative from the government press office. Nobody was available. But we did get a statement to say that traditional bars and pubs that are not operating as nightclubs or live venues can operate as per the hospitality guidelines, which are published on the Fáilte Ireland website. And this states that while music may be performed in the venue, people must remain seated. There will be no ticketing requirement for establishments operating within the hospitality guidelines.